Okay, just before we start, Menachot, just to give a quick introduction, the first thing is because it's Parshatenu, Parshat Shavua, and therefore, not only is it the start of the Masechta, but also in Vayikra, discusses the Mincha, the Mishnah, it's the final Mishnah in Menachot, says, Nemar bolat behema ishei reach nechoach, uvolat of ishei reach nechoach, uve mincha ishei reach nechoach, lulameid, shechada marbe, so that's one of the important factors about the mincha. When we deal with karbonot and gradations of karbonot, the Torah lays out, and here in Parshat Vayikra, first you have the behemot, which are the largest karbon you can bring, then the afot, which are the middle range, and then there's the menachot, which are the least of what one can bring to the mikdash. And we're going to see in a second, that's usually the gift of the ani. But the Mishnah makes the point to say that it's not important. The size isn't important. The type of korban is not important. But what is important is Vovaji Kavin Adam et Dato L'Hashamayim. That you have to famous remember that we always say that it's important the way the person feels, the approach, and what they're bringing. That is more important than the size of the korban, and more important than the type of the korban. And that elevates the mincha to the same level as the korban ha-behema. And just a quick reminder, we saw this when we did Zvachim, but it is found again in the latter Dapim in Menachot, here's in Kofiud, towards right at the end. It says, Amar Yish Lakish, Mayrich Tiv Zot HaTorah La'ola, La'mincha Dachatat Olasham, Kolosek B'Torah, Kilu Kriv Ola, Mincha Chatat V'Hashem. Then learn the Kodshim, it's as if you brought these carbon out. Amar Rava, Hay La'ola, La'mincha, Ola U'mincha Mibayle. Why is it Ola La'mincha? Why isn't it, what happened to the Vav there? There's no Vav between Ola and Mincha. El Amar Rava, Kolosek B'Torah, anybody who learns Torah doesn't need karbanot anymore. Now, Rav Yitzchak, Ma'ariv Chetiv, Zot Torah Tachatat, Zot Torah Tasham. Kolosik b'Torah Tachatat, Kilu Kriv Chatat. Kolosik b'Torah Tasham, Kilu Kriv Hashem. So again, here as we begin Sefer VaYikra, the Shabbos, as well as Menachot, just to remind us that the learning of the Torah and the learning and the studying of the karbanot are oleh lanu l'zchut, that as if we were makriv those karbanot, ilu the mikdash was standing. The Rambam here on the Perashim Mishnayot in the last Mishnah we quoted before about Ishei Reach Nichoach, over there says, V'chikach ro'i la'adam masok b'nyanei ha-karbonot li'id banein behem. It's important to learn karbonot and to deal with them. V'ayomar shem dvarim shein lahem tzorach hayom. Don't say they have no purpose today. This is all esoteric. We don't need to do this. Kederach shomrim harbei b'nei adam. The trap that many fall into, you shouldn't fall into that trap. And the last thing, which again is from our Parsha, Rashi quotes it on this week's Parsha, which is, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mipnei ma nishtanit mincha, shnemar ba nefesh. Why does it say nefesh by the mincha? Why does the Torah go out of its way to mention over here, nefesh ki toriv karban mincha l'ashem solo tiya karbano? Tzak l'ashem natanel l'alavana. Why is nefesh mentioned by all other karbanot? Nefesh is not mentioned. So, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu midar kol lavi mincha. Ani. Ani meaning a poor person. Ale ani alav kilu ikriv nafsho l'fanai. It's as if he put his nefesh in front of me. Here it's explicit. What's implicit maybe by the other karbanot is explicit by the karban mincha, especially because it's the purview of the ani. And as Rashi says, on the parasha that the ani is the one who is focused on bringing the mincha. That's the his korban is the korban ani, and we see that in other places like the korban olev yoreid, that im lo tasig yado, if he doesn't have the ability, he doesn't have the monetary means, he brings the mincha. Hashem elevates that because of nefesh, and he says Amar Rav Yitzchak, manish tenei mincha shnei reba chamisha minei tigun halalu. Why does a mincha have five different manifestations? You can bring it mafit tanur, you can bring a machavat marcheshet, you can bring a yisolet. Why there's so many options when it comes to the mincha? Shalom Melech was he knows this person is providing a suda is an ani. You have all these options, all these different things, so that I can get enough from you. Hashem provides, and you see Hashem's making accessible the ability to worship Hashem, even to the ani, even to those that are less fortunate, that don't have the means or the ability to do it. And it goes back to that Mishnah we saw in the beginning, that it's and that was one little quick introduction, still relying on what we did in Zvachim about the importance of Zvachim, but here just a little reminder, and in terms of the focus on the Mincha. Second thing I wanted to speak about was the Avodot HaMincha. We saw this, Rashi quotes it in Zvachim on Daf Yud Aleph, We've done it in other places, but it's important to remember that the mincha has avudot that are equivalent or on par with that which happens by a zevach. And that's going to become important as soon as we start today, the Mishnayot. And a lot of what we're going to see should remind you what we saw in Zvachim. It should not be new, it should be chazara, and that's because of this. As it actually points out there, Tosos makes a slight reference to it in the beginning here on the first Tosvot on Bet Amud Aleph. But Rashi says it explicitly in Zvachim and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Shalom b'kli shereit there, he says, Shalom ki deisha kumet v'kli shereit. Minachot hukshu the Zvachim. Liton arba avodot. Minachot, like the Zvachim, they need four avodot. Kmitza, keneged shechita. So when you do kmitza, the removal of the kmitza from the mincha is the equivalent of doing shechita. Matan komets b'kli shereit. Afterwards, you place the komets into a separate kli shereit. That's the equivalent of kabbalata dam. Holacha, keneged holacha, that's easy. The holacha taking it to the mizbeach is the same in both instances. And then haktara, the placement of the komets on the mizbeach, is the equivalent of the zrikat hadam by the korban. So just like the zrikas, but the thing that makes or brings about the kapara, so too here, the haktarat komets. And by kohen minchat kohen, the haktara of the entire mincha is what brings about the kapara. So that's important to remember that these four items are connected, the four items that take place by the zevach. Last thing I want to mention today, because we're going to do it, we've done it in Zvachim, we mentioned it in Zvachim, and we're going to do it. It's the Mishnah today, it's a whole daf today. And that is about the idea of machshava. When it comes to machshava in Kodshim, what's the din of machshava in Kodshim? The Torah, we have machshavet pigol, machshavet chutz limkomo, machshavet tzlo lishma. All these machshavot, what are we talking about? The person just thinks it, the person has it in heart, what is he doing? So we saw this in Zvachim. Rashi mentions it today in our daf on Bet Amud Bet. Rashi mentions it. He says, "Hach machshavat kodashim hotzei dibur bepehu." It's explicitly saying something. When we say machshava, machshev pigo, we say here, lo lishma, all these machshavot we're talking about here are literally speaking it out. Dilav motzio bepeh machshavato l'mayne chayivla. If he doesn't say anything, then what are we going to make him chayiv for? For thinking something? We can't make you chayav. Rashi thinks that it's improbable or impossible to be mechayiv something simply for the wrong thought. One has to articulate the thought in order to change the item or create a problem for that which is in Kodashim. Rashi says it here in Zvachim and Mem Aleph Amud Bet. Rashi says the same thing. And Tosafot and Zvachim in a number of places, as well as in Boba Metziah, in other places, says clearly that Machsheve Pigol Habidibor Velo Belev. That anything we're talking about here, whenever we're talking about Machshova here, we're talking about speaking it out, specifically saying that it is such, and not that he's thinking about it. Dvarim basically here, Dvarim Shalev Inam Dvarim. It don't have impact. They don't make a difference on the korban. What makes a difference is what the person states he's going to do, and it's different than other maybe areas. In as Tosus points out in Psachim that afilu dvarim shalev lo havu dvarim. Even in general, we say that dvarim shalev are not gabi how the zavin the nichsei dait lemesek Eretz Yisrael. We did this together. Person sold all of his possessions because he was leaving Eretz Yisrael. He's making aliyah. Ubeina the zavin lo amar. When he sold them, he didn't say anything. Atam eno to eb diburo. Over there, he wasn't making any mistake in what he said. What he said, he meant. I mean, he didn't explicitly make a tnai that I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. I'm making aliyah. If I fail to do aliyah, I want all my stuff back. So he didn't say it. But he didn't make a mistake. That if a person speaks what they don't mean, then maybe we can say dvarim shalev are dvarim. Because then it's not echad bapev, echad belev. They're not yepev libo einam shavim. So there, we need you to articulate, but we need to articulate what you're really feeling, what you think. If a person mistake says the wrong thing, then that's also not called articulation. That's not then dvarim shalev become dvarim, because what you're saying is not really what you mean to say. So you have to differentiate, but in general, Tosfot, I brought you a number of makorot, you can see them, about the fact that when we're talking about machshava by kodashim, it's always classified as that it's talking about dibur, and dibur is what the meaning of all these things that we're going to see in the Mishnayot and the Gemara. Now we're all about dibur. Last thing I want to do is do a quick review, quickly about minachot, about the different types of minachot that we have. This week's parsha, Perek Bet, talks about what we call the minchat nidvat yachid. Those are minachot that are brought by an individual as nidavot. Those all minachot are kodshei kodashim. That's number one. Number two, the minchat yachid, the minchat nedavot that are mentioned here in Perek Bet, there are five types of minchat hayachid, minchat nedavav yachid. The five types, there's minchat solet, which is the most basic of the minachot. Then there are the minchat ma'afet tanur. Minchat ma'afet tanur is because they are baked on the floor of the tanur. They're actually baked in the tanur itself. There are two types of ma'afet tanur. There are chalot matzot, and there are rikike matzot. There's chalot matzot and rekei matzot. We'll get to the differences between them later on. Then there is the machavat and marcheshet. Machad and marcheshet are put into a kli. They're cooked or boiled in a kli. The difference between them is how deep the kli is. Marcheshet is a very deep kli, and therefore there's a lot of oil. It's the equivalent of, it, as the Gemara says, it's shaking, merachesh, it shakes in there because there's so much oil. And the machavat is a very shallow pan, which is equivalent to frying in the oil. And that would be a machavat. So those are the five korbanot hayachid that are brought in the devah. That's marcheshet, machavat, mafet tanur has two, rikikei matzot, chalot matzot, and the minchat solet. Over there, the Torah mentions that a mincha may not have two things in it. May not have dvash, and it may not have chametz. Those are the two things that you cannot have. You can't have chametz, you cannot have dvash. The only thing that you can bring in that way is karban reshit. Karban reshit being the bikurim that are brought from the perot, from the dvash, and the lechem, which are the shtei lechem that come on atzeret. They come on Shavuot at the same time. The shtei lechem, which come from chametz, every mincha requires to have salt on it. It has to be salted. We had that question in Zvachim, if you remember. What happens if the mincha is chaser, the komitz is chaser, and the melech makes up for it? Fills it in. That's exactly here. If the melech fills in, it fell away, you put new melech in. That was the question we saw in Zvachim. There has to be salt on every mincha that goes on the mizbech. There has to be salt on it. There, here the Torah also mentions the takriv minchat bikurim lashem, aviv kalui ba'esh gerush kamel takriv minchat bikurecha. What is that? That's the minchat ha-omer. Here the Torah mentions as a side that there is a such thing as a minchat ha-omer. That we get to later on in Vayikra and Parshat Emor. In the interim, we have Perek Hay. Perek Hay is Tzav, next week's Parsha. We deal with the Mincha. That's from the Kohanim's perspective, how they bring a Korban, how do they do a Korban Mincha. But it also mentions there, number one, that the Torah Mincha, when it comes to Torah Mincha, all Minchot of Kohanim Kalil Tiyah are always going entirely on the Mizbech. Nothing is eaten from the Mincha of a Kohen. Supposed to the minchat yachid of an individual of Israel, Levi, who brings it. The komitz goes on the mizbech, the kohanim eat the remainder. By a kohanim, all menachot, the entirety ends up on the mizbech. In addition, the kohanim have two special korbanei mincha. One is the minchat chavitin, is a daily korban brought by the kohen gadol. It's a mincha, machatzita b'boker, machatzita b'erev. Half in the morning, half in the night, was brought to the mizbeach, minchat chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. In addition, that same mincha was brought by any Kohen who went into service. That was your initiation, right? There was a korban mincha brought to Kohenim as initiation, right? Both of those are mentioned in next week's parsha, in Parshat Tzav, in Perek Vav. The other types of minachot that we have, I skipped it, but now I'm going to come back and talk about it, because it really manifests itself in two places, is the minchat choteh. The minchat choteh is someone who, in place of a chatat, is going to bring a mincha. That's allowed only by karbanei ole v'yoreid. That's the end of this week's parsha in Perek Hay. By karban ole v'yoreid, the lowest level of chatat that you can bring is a mincha. It's called a minchat choteh. You have a similar type of mincha by the minchat sota. Minchat sota is also, that's a minchat birur, in order to determine if the sota is really chayevet or not. Those are similar in the demand that they be plain. Because they're the minchat of choteh, minchat of sota, they have nothing on. They don't have shemen and they don't have livona. They're missing the additional shemen and livona. They're called minchat charevot, dry minachot, because they're not brought, they're not beautified, they're not made nice because they're for a chatat and for a birur of the sota. Therefore, they're called the minchat charevot. The difference between them is that the minchat choteh comes from kemach solet, comes from wheat, whereas the minchat the sota comes from seor, comes from barley. The other type of minachot, but these are broader sense minachot. Is in next week's parsha we talk about the todah. The todah you bring with it arba'im lechem. The arba'im lechem, 30 of which are chametz, 10 are not chametz, are matzot, and 10 of which are chametz. That is also classified as being part of the sugyot that we're going to see in menachot. Are the arba'im chalot of the minchat todah. We saw that in Zvachim that we learned out. If you remember back then, we learned out some of the minachot from the korban todah, because we saw some of them were similar. We saw words that were hekeshim, gezeirah shavot that came between them. After that, we have in Parshat Emor. In Parshat Emor, we have the Minchat HaOmer. Minchat HaOmer is one of the minachot of the tzibur that is brought on the day after Pesach. Right, on the 16th of Nisan, the Minchat HaOmer is brought. The unusual part about the Minchat HaOmer is, number one, it comes from the Tuah Chadashah, but it also only comes from Seorim. It comes from barley. It's the other Minchat that comes from barley. Besides the Minchat Sotah, it's the one that comes from barley. It's brought from the new crop inside of Eretz Yisrael. It has very specific rules about how it's brought. We're going to see that again here in Masechet Menachot. Later on, when you reach Shavuot, there's an additional Korban Mincha, but that's called the Shtei Halechem. Shtei Halechem are the only Korban HaTzibur that comes from Chametz. It's the only Korban Tzibur that actually has Shlamim, Shlamei Tzibur, the only Shlamei Tzibur that are brought. And they're brought in Shavuot, the Shtei Halechem, which are Chametz, that are brought into the Mikdash. So those are unusual Shtei Halechem. That's a tradition we'll deal with in Masechet Menachot, the Shtei Halechem that are brought on Shavuot. They are the only Chametz that comes into Mikdash, except for the 10 Chalot of the Todah are the other Chametz. That's the only Chametz that's ever brought into the Mikdash. We saw in the beginning here that no Mincha can be brought with Chametz. The exceptions to the rule are the Shtei Alechem and the 10 Chamatzot, 10 Chametz, Chalot Chametz that come with the Todah. Those are the only exceptions to those rules. The other Lechem or Menachot that we bring are the Lechem HaPanim. Lechem HaPanim that are put on in every Shabbos that are mentioned at the end of Parshat Emor. 12 of them placed on every Shabbos. They had 2 Bazichei Levona, 2 spoonfuls of Levona that would sat with them. They were Mukrav on Shabbos. And they were Nitchalek to the Kohenim of the Mishmar HaNichnas, Mishmar HaYotze. Again, we'll see that later on in the Masechta, but those are the Lechem HaPanim. The last type of mincha, they are not chametz. Then the last minchot that we deal with are what called minchat nesachim. Minchat nesachim are found in Parshat Shlach Lecha. But minchat nesachim that every korban, ola uzabach, meaning shlamim and ola that comes with a nesachim with it. Those nesachim involve a minchat nesachim. Not there's a wine libation, there's a yayin nesach, nisuch yayin that comes with it. There's also a minchat solet that has yisaron balul berivita hin shemen or shlishita hin shemen or chatzia hin shemen, as well as this yisaron achad, shnei asronim and shlosha asronim, depending on the size of the animal. If it's a keves, which is the smallest size, it gets one yisaron and it gets a revita hin. If it's an ayo, which is the next larger size, it gets a minchat nesach that has shnei asronim and a shlishita hin of yain. And then the biggest is the par, which gets shlosha asronim and a chatzia hin of shemen. So that's a broad perspective on the Karbanei Mincha. I have the psukim here. I'll send it out to everyone so they have the psukim for the Masechta. You can see this, and then maybe I'll try to put together a chart just to lay out all the different Menachot together. But just so you have a sense of what we're getting into in Seder Menachot, and the Gemara right away is going to reference other Menachot. So you just need to know what their names are, where they're found. All right, so here we begin. Kol Menachot Shinikmitzu Shelo Lishman. So it's the same way that Masechet Zvachim began. Same story exactly, which is that you did a Kmitza of a Mincha Shelo Lishma. They are kasher. They don't discharge the obligation of the balim. Now we're talking about here our minachot of the yachid. The minchat yachid in general is going to be a nidava. So when we say it doesn't discharge the obligation, that means they didn't fulfill his neder or his nidava. Chutz, what's the exception to that rule? Minchat chote uminchat kinaot. The minchat chote, which is the equivalent of the chatat that we have in Zvachim, which requires it be done lishma. If it's not done lishma, and that lishma is me'akev by the chatat, therefore it's going to be, not only is it not going to be ole lebalim, it's not going to be kasher whatsoever, it's going to be pasul. And minchat kinaot, which is the mincha of the sota, so those two require a kmitza lishma. They have to be done specifically before the person. You can see that the minchat kinaot has that similarity with the minchat chote, even though it's for beirur to determine, and not a minchat chatat, as the chote is, nevertheless it has that same status. It's a minchat chavereva, it's done in the context of a bone, and therefore it has that same requirement of lishma.
What's lishma here?
It's not you, it's the kohen. The kohen doesn't do it lishma. Doesn't do it l'shem, the chet. It has to be done l'shem, the chet, l'shem, the balim. If he misses either of those, it's not lishma anymore. It's the kohen who's doing this korban mincha. If he fails to do the 6 things that need to be lishma, then he's in trouble. One of them is that he has to say for what chet it is, and for who it is, who the balim it's for. If he fails to do either of those, he does it for the wrong people, or the wrong chet.
She's standing there in front.
Makes no difference. But we're going to have a sheet of Rabbi Shimon. We'll see in a second. Maseh mochachim aleha. But that's by Maseh, not just because she's standing there. But Maseh mochachim aleha, we'll see in a second. That's the whole daf today. It's going to be about Rabbi Shimon Shita. Okay, except for by the Zvachim, we had a Shkita that a Zar can be involved. Maybe there his machshava, their machshava can impact. But the rest of the Avodot, where you can impact, are all Avodot that are only done by the Kohen. And therefore, the only the Kohen can be impact with his machshava, machshava being his Dibur, that he can only impact because he's the one carrying out the Avodot. He's the one that... you have to pay for it. Now, he's fined in other ways. The Gemara in the end of Pesachim, the last Mishnah of Pesachim, discusses that Chachamim imposed that they would become Tamei, the Kohanim become Tamei, if they get involved with Pigul, if they do something wrong with the Korban, it's Mitamei the Adayim, in that way that they become Tamei, which the Kohen is the ultimate punishment. Because once he's Tamei, he can't consume, he can't eat any of the Kodshim, he doesn't get any of the gifts. So to that was the Chachamim's imposed Kenas, when they did something like this, was that they became Tamei. Right, if I have to lay out money, again, that doesn't help, but obviously they were trying to create a disincentive to the Kohanim that they wouldn't do such a thing. Minchat choteh, minchat kanaot, shikamtsan shalo lishman. If you did the kemitza lo lishman, and again, similar to the way it's read in Zevachim, natan bakli, you do the insina bakli, so kamtsan is the equivalent of shchita. Remember, natan kli is the same as kabbalat ha-dam. Ve'alach is the holacha, just like the holacha ha-dam. And the iktir is the equivalent of the zrikat ha-dam. So any one of these four avodot that you do lo lishman, it's oh, that's the way the Mishnah reads here. Any one of these four avodot that's done lo lishma, then it's pasul. So it's hoikdan shalishman. Oh, and not only did he do one of them lo lishma, oh lishman, vilish lo lishman. He did a mixture. He did some of them lishma, some shlo lishma. Now this is Amzim Machokas Rashi and Tosafot. Rashi the Shitato over here says, what does it mean lishman or shlo lishman? Oh, chishev me'achat me'avodat alao. In one of these avodot, he thought both lishma and shlo lishma. In a single avodah, he does both of them. If you look in Rashi, in Zvachim, Daf Yugim and Aleph, he says the same thing, that when it's one avodah, Tosfos in Zvachim and Bet Amud Bet argues on Rashi, and says that it has to be talking about, you're talking about two avodot. We're not talking about in a single avodah, he has a machshav of both lishma and shlo lishma. No, he had a lishma in one avodah, and lo lishma in a different avodah. Not that he had in one avodah, he had both machshavot. So this is dealing there because of shchita and the two simanim. He says, well, you have to carry your machshava all the way through the avodah. You have to keep saying, I'm doing it for this, I'm doing it for that. No, you say it once and it applies to the whole avodah. The fact that Rashi thinks you can switch in the middle from lishma to lo lishma already indicates that he thinks that you have to have a continuous process of thought or concentration or in speaking out of what you're doing here. Tosos is not willing to accept it, and therefore Tosos says it's talking about shtei avodot. Right, I would agree. Right, so the question is, can you change in the middle, or it's just, is it the default status, whatever you say, remains the default on the avodot, as long as you don't say otherwise? I mean, there are ways to solve Rashi's problem. I'm just reminding you of this machlokes between Rashi and Tosafot. So now, o lishman shlo lishman, o shlo lishman lishman, doesn't matter which order you do it in, sulot, all those are pasul. Ketzad lishman shlo lishman, what's a case like that? L'shem minchat choteh, o l'shem minchat nidava, that he does it for a minachatat, or he does it for a nidava. Shlo lishman, o lishman, shem minchat nidava. That he switches off between, meaning that's how do you get lishma first or lo lishma. He's doing them for the right and wrong reasons. Meaning that if it's a chadat, he's bringing a minchat choteh. Does he have a machshava that he's bringing for a minchat nedava, not for the minchat chadat? You're asking where he has the wrong machshava. This is how he has the wrong machshava here. He was supposed to bring a chadat. He ends up saying it's a machash, a machavat. He says it's some other mincha. It's the wrong mincha involved here. So whether he does the lishma first or the lo lishma first makes no difference. In all these cases, the minchat choteh is pasul. Again, does he have to do it in a single avodah? We're talking about a single avodah or a shtei avodot. That's the machlok Rashi and Tosvot that we had. Now, lama li lemitna ella. This is the exact same question that Gemara asked in Zvachim. Why does it say ella? Haminachot, kol minachot shenikmetzu shelo lishman kshirot. Ella, shelo abim melishem chova. Why do you say ella? Just say ve, lo alu lebalim shem chova. What's ella? You could say, that's what Gemara asked here. Lama li lemitna ella, litnei velo alu lebalim shem chova. Just put a vav in there. Ella, he said, it means so exclusive that everything is kasher, v'lo alu lebalim. Just this one little thing that it wasn't olei lebalim. That's what it sounds like. So hakamash v'lan, the balim dehu delo alu shem chova. That the balim do not discharge their obligation through this korban. Again, if it was a nedava. Ha mincha kufa kshira. Number one, the mincha is kshira. But so kasher, basur lishnuyeh, that you can't change anything more. It's so kasher, this korban mincha, that once, even if you've had the wrong thought, one wrong thought, it doesn't give you permission to have more wrong thoughts. It doesn't give you permission to do more wrong. If you've done one thing wrong, that's it. You move on, and you keep the korban, and you do it perfectly afterwards. Kidarovo, again, we saw this in Zvachim, in the first staff in Zvachim. Damar rovo, ola sheshachta shelo lishma. You bring the korban ola, and you did it lo lishma. Asur lizrok dama shelo lishma. To zuhur to do the remainder shelo lishma. He did the shechita shelo lishma. You must do the zrikat adam properly. Don't do it improperly. What's the source for Rava's din? So some say it's logical. Some say that we have a pasuk to prove it. What's the svara? Just because you made one mistake, because you changed one thing, that means you should continue to do the wrong thing? Two wrongs don't make a right. Continue to do it wrong does not help you out in a situation. You did one thing wrong. Do the rest right. Try to be, you know, you want to rectify. You want to look better. Do the right things. It's just a logical thing. Just because you did something wrong. You have that by fast days, by a tanit. If someone is consumed something by accident on a tanit, many times people say, oh, children especially, they ate by accident, so you see them eating later. What's it? Why are you eating? Oh, I ate by accident. So I forget to continue eating. No, you ate by accident. That was a mistake, but then you continue to do what's right afterwards. You continue to fast afterwards. So too over here. You're doing the korban, you made a mistake, or you did something wrong, then do the rest of it right, correctly. That's the svara. Viva yitei makra. Let's say it's a pasuk. Motzat svatecha tishmar. Basita kasher nadarta l'shem elokecha nidava. Right, so we're talking about what seems to be a neder, kasher nadarta, and the pasuk ends nidava. So Mar says nidava, neder who? What do you mean it's a nidava? It's a neder. He says that kasher nadarta, and how are you ending up with the nidava in the end? So Mar says karle neder, for karle nidava. In the same pasuk, it's telling you that something's a neder, something's a nidava. How is that? Ella im kemashen nadarta asita yeh neder. If you do what you said you were going to do, then it's a neder. I mean, you've discharged your obligation, you've done what's right. Vim lav, and if not, if you don't do what's right, then it becomes a nidava. Becomes a voluntary offering, becomes an extra donation to Hashem. It's an extra donation, a bonus korban that you bring to Hashem that you classify as a nidava. And the Gemara asks the rhetorical question, if you were to come to the Mikdash with a nidava, what does that mean? You can do whatever you want? Just because it's a voluntary offering doesn't give you permission. There's still a process that you have to go through. In Nidava still has the exact same requirements as any other korban. So here, even though you changed it by doing something wrong, or lo lishma, you change it from a neder to nidava. Once it's a nidava, what's the requirement of a nidava? To do it properly. So to here, when you change it to a nidava, the remaining requirements have to be done properly because it has the status or the classification of a korban nidava. Right, now, the one thing I will point out here, and the Tosfos mentions it, that we have an assumption here that if you do something shelo lishma, that it's problematic. That's number one. And number two is by a chatat, that it's going to be ma'akev. Now, the reason it's ma'akev by a chatat, we saw this already in Zvah, is because in by the chatat it says he, chatat he. So chatat he is an exclusive term that means chatat he and nothing else, and therefore it's pasul. But where do you know the base fact that you have to do it lishma? How do you know that? We learned it out, the dinim of lishma learned out by the korban ha-shlamim in Zvachim. We learned it out in korban shlamim. And there, the Gemara says, how do I apply it from shlamim to other korbanot? So that's the question there, they deal with the korbanot. But now by a mincha, how do I get this din that I find by the shlamim, how do I get it over to the mincha? So we're going to see today that the mincha is described kechatat v'chasham. The mincha is described that it's similar to a chatat and asham, and then there's a drush on kechatat v'chasham, that sometimes it's a chatat, sometimes it's an asham. I mean, sometimes lishma makes a difference, sometimes it doesn't make a difference. So Tosfos wants to suggest maybe that's the way we get it. That's how we figure it out. But then you run into a problem of, in kochim, you're not allowed to be a davar alamed min alamed. You can't learn one thing from another. You can't extrapolate in kochim. Well, if chatat was learned out from shlamim in the first place, then how could you then extrapolate from chatat to the minchat chatat? Or how can you go from the asham to the minchat chatat? So what if Tosfos come around the end to is the pasuk that we use actually by shlamim, and that's the pasuk that's found next week's parasha and parashat tzav, which is zot ha-torah la'ula la'mincha l'chatat l'sham l'milim l'zevach ha-shlamim. So that same hekesh that's used for the other karbanot to include them, the word mincha is mentioned there also. And that mincha is what brings it in. That's the hekesh that's used between the mincha and the shlamim. So Tosfos says, not all these other limudim are just a smachtut, the real limud, for how we know that a mincha has the same dinim as the zvachim and the same dinim as the shlamim about the fact that you require lishma, comes out of the pasuk of Zot HaTorah. So Zot HaTorah tells us that there's a base need to do it lishma. Then by the chatat, or the minchat chote, it says chatat hi. That chatat hi gives you the ikuv, that it's also me'akev over there. But the same way that it's learnt out by the other karbanot, or the kochim, or the zvachim, is the same way it's learnt over here by the korban mincha. Alright, now, where it says, Lema matanitin delok Rabbi Shimon. We're going to spend the rest of the Omo today, it's tomorrow's daf as well, with Rabbi Shimon. Let us say that the author of Mishnah is not Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol ha-menachot shenik mitzu shelo lishman, kisherot. Every other mincha that is nikmet shelo lishma, kasher. Vadu the balim, l'shem chova. And the balim discharge their obligations. Exact opposite of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, you do it shelo lishma, it's kasher, velo alu the balim. Here it's, he says, kasher, ve'alu the balim, l'chova. She'ein ha-menachot domot l'zvachim. So we just said before in the introduction that menachot and zvachim have this sort of equation that makes them equivalent. Shimon says they're not so equivalent. You know why? If you come in and say, listen, here's my, I'm taking off the kometz, and this is a minchat machavat, or this is a minchat marcheshet. So we described this again in the introduction. Machavat is the shallow pan, the frying pan. Marcheshet is a deep pan, or a deep pot. that you place it in. So he goes in there, he takes his hand, puts into the kikat, the kmitzat, or the deep pot, and he says, this is a minchad machavet. This is talking about a frying pan. You're looking at a deep pot in front of you. You can't call it the frying pan mincha. It's the deep pot mincha. And the other way around too. You're taking it out of the frying pan. You can't call this the deep pot mincha. He says, ma'aseha mukhim aleha. Ma'aseha mukhim aleha. The shum machavat, chariva. The shum bulula, ma'aseha mukhim aleha. Again, if you do it, the shum machavat, chariva, if you do it for a dry, instead of a one with shemen in it, it's clear whether there's shemen or not. You can look. You can see if there's shemen or not shemen. Or you do it, the shum blula, it has to be mixed in the shemen blula b'shemen, or is it just you tikat the shemen, the shemen is poured on top. Again, you can determine, you can see right away whether it's blula b'shemen or not blula b'shemen. All these items can be seen right on the fact. So therefore, you can't, even if you change it, maseha mukhim aleha. The action, what you see in front of you tells you exactly what it is. You can't make these mistakes, even if you say it, you're lying, basically. What you're saying is that what we see in front of us tells us that whatever you're saying is not true, and therefore it should not impact. But that's not true. Aval b'zvachim ain't okay. B'zvachim it's not the same. Shchita achat l'kulan, you do one shchita for all of them. Zrika achat l'kulan, all of them get the same zrika. V'kabbalah achat l'kulan, and all have the same kabbalat adam. So what do you mean that by karbonot you can have such a machshava create a problem? Because when you do shchita, nobody knows whether you're bringing olah shlamim, nobody knows what you're doing over there, and therefore your machshava can ruin it. You can change it. Right. So Tosfos asks your question. Wait, it's really not Zrika Achad L'Kulan. You have Shtayim Shein Arba. You have Arba Matanot. Right. You have it in different places. So Tosfos goes back to the basics, which we learned back in Zvachim, that for all Karbanot, at least according to Beit Hillel, it's Yatsa. One of them is your Yotzei with the first Zrika Tadam. Because of that, Machshava in the second Zrika, no impact. Because only in a Zrika that's Michaper can you have a Machshava that's Posel. So the only Zrika that is Makev is the first Zrika. So that first Zrika, once it's done, everything's over, but that's the one that's common to all of them. So you can't retroactively say, oh, I know what that first Zrika was, because he did a second Zrika. Because the second Zrika is not impactful. Right, so there... either one. That's done on the lower half, below the Chuta Sikra, whereas the Chatat is done above the Chuta Sikra. That's the only thing maybe that can be a determining factor there about in terms of the Dam. Although again, if a Matana Achat gets the Mizbeach, in general, with all Karbanot, you end up being Yotzei. The Chatat might be the exception, that maybe Maaseh Mechilim, maybe. Maaseh Mechilim Aleha. Now, he also said by Kabbalat, he says, what about Kabbalat HaDam? Because by the Asham, Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion, we had this back in Zvachim, that you have an option. You can do Kabbalat Hadam of an Asham, the Asham is there, you can either do it in a Kli, if you can do it in a Kli in your small in your left hand, or you can actually do it straight into your hand on the right side. So there's again, Maaseh Mukhim Aleha, that you have an Asham, if you have the Kabbalat Hadam into the hand, you know that he's doing an Asham, he can't call it anything else. So that Tosfos leaves as an open question, it's a kasha for Rabbi Shimon. He also mentions that of the four avodot that are apparent by Zevach, only three of them are mentioned here. You can be posel the Zevach by four different avodot. What are the avodot? Shchita, Kabbalat Adam, Holacha, and Zrikat Adam. What are mentioned here? Only three of those are mentioned here. What are the three that are mentioned here? You have Shchita, Kabbalat Adam, and Zrika. What happened to Holacha?
We said it's like never real.
Oh, so that's Shita Rabbi Shimon. That's the Machlokas, the Gemara in Zvachim. What's Shita Rabbi Shimon? Holacha is an avodah that you can dispose of. You don't need it. It's not ma'akev. It's a tech, right. You need to get to the Mizbeach. But if you did it right against the Mizbeach and you don't have to do holacha, there's no necessity for holacha. There's no necessity for holacha. You can't be posel the korban in holacha. So this is Rabbi Shimon Lashitato, that holacha doesn't make a difference. And that's why holacha is left out. Of the four avodot, holacha is accepted from it, is not mentioned in here. All right, so now the Gemara says, so it's clear from this that it must be that Rabbi Shimon is not the author of our Mishnah, because Rabbi Shimon says that by menachot, you can't have the wrong machshava. You can't have the wrong machshava, because maseh mochin aleha, and therefore it's alul l'shem chova l'balim, against our Mishnah that says, lo ala l'chova l'balim, that it doesn't work for the balim. Now the Gemara is going to bring down three Amoraim, who answer a question later in the daf. I would normally do this, I would skip down and do the next piece. You need the next piece of Gemara to understand this piece of Gemara. I'll explain it to you quickly and then we'll get to it. That is, there's Rav Ashi, Rova, and Rabba, who are all going to answer a question. We have a stira in Rabbi Shimon. There's a stira in Rabbi Shimon between what we just saw in Rabbi Shimon and a bright that the Gemara is going to bring in a second in Rabbi Shimon. One of them sounds like Lishma makes a difference, one of them sounds like Lishma does not make a difference, and they have to reconcile between them. There are three answers given, one by Rav Ashi, one by Rova, and one by Rabba. So of those three answers, the Gemara comes back now and says, all right, what's the difference over here? Can you answer the question? Can you reconcile between what we just said, this bright that Rabbi Shimon had, and our Mishnah? Using the same reconciliation that these Amoraim used to reconcile between two different shittos of Rabbi Shimon. So can we use that to explain the Mishnah? So that's what it says. Hanichu le Rav Ashi, you could explain it according to Rav Ashi. D'amar kan bekometz machavat l'shem marchashet. Kan bekometz minchat machavat l'shem minchat marchashet. That Rav Ashi draws a distinction in Rabbi Shimon, depending on what you say is lishma and shalol lishma. Did you say kometz machavat l'shem marchashet? When you say machavat or marchashet, you don't mention the word mincha. You just say machavat or you say marchashet. So since you're not talking about the mincha, but about the pan itself, about the pot that is brought in, the kli that is brought in, then maseh mochin aleha. You say this is a macheshet, this is a machavat. You look at it and you say it's not a macheshet, it's not a machavat. So that's where it's not. According to Rabbi Shimon, that'll be fine. On the other hand, when he says komet minchat machavat, minchat macheshet, over there it would be problematic. That's Ravashi's distinction.
Why don't we say in that kind of a case maseh?
That the, once you mention the word mincha already, that's enough to change it, that it's not considered to be exactly opposed to maseh. Wait, then we'll get there. So then Rav Ashi could explain our Mishnah to be talking about a case where it said, Kometz minchat machavat, minchat marcheshet. And Rabbi Shimon's statement in the Braita here could be talking about a case where he said, machavat or marcheshet. So Rav Ashi could explain our Mishnah and say that it could be Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah could be Rabbi Shimon. That's what he said, matiten minchat shum minchahi. Our mincha is a case where he mentions the word mincha. He's talking about the mincha, and that's why even Rabbi Shimon would agree in our Mishnah. Elo the Rabba Rava, Ma'ika the Meimar. According to Rabba Rava, solve it a different way. V'chi teima k'dekamishani Rabba. How did Rabba learn or solve the stira? Kan b'shinu kodesh, kan b'shinu balim. That it makes a difference before Rabbi Shimon between shinu balim and shinu kodesh. Shinu kodesh, maseh amochin aleha. By shinu kodesh, you can see what you're doing. So therefore, there it's not posel because you can see what's happening. Shinu balim, what is Mafriach. Well, how do you know this mincha belongs to any other person more than, you know, Reuben and to Shimon? Yeah, he said it for Shimon. It's Shinui Balim. So over there, how can you, there's no evidence that it's Shimon's or it's Reuben. If he's standing there, we don't know it's his. So therefore, Shimon will agree when it's Shinui Balim, that it's Pasul, or that it won't be Oleh L'Chovat HaBalim. But by the case of Maseh Mochinola, that's a case where you're talking about the Masim, the Shinui Kodesh. He did something different in the action. He said something different that he's actually doing. So that, the solution, so that's the solution. Then what would you have to say our Mishnah is? You would have to suggest that our Mishnah is a case of Shinui Balim. So that would not work. Why then? Kan b'shinui kodesh, shinui balim, ha metnita and shinui kodeshu. It's obvious that our Mishnah is talking about a case of shinui kodesh. Diktani, ketsa l'shman v'shalo l'shman. What's the case? L'shul minchat choteh, l'shul minchat nedava. Explicitly, you're talking about the minachot. You're not talking about the balim. You're talking about the type of mincha that's being brought over here. So it's clear that our Mishnah is talking about shinui kodesh and not shinui balim. So that solution won't work. And therefore, for Rabba, it's for certain that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon, because he can't solve that problem to fit Rabbi Shimon into the Mishnah. Our Mishnah only discussed Shinui Kodesh. Tosfos mentioned before that it also includes Shinui Balim, but that's not to the exclusion of Shinui Kodesh. It still mentions Shinui Kodesh, and it's explicit that Shinui Kodesh there, and therefore Rabba cannot fit Rabbi Shimon into our Mishnah, and we have to say that Lema Metnitan to the Oka Rabbi Shimon, that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. So we use Rabba's solution about Kekan Bekometz Mincha L'Shum Mincha. Come and come, it's mincha l'shem zevach. Depends what you do. If you do it for a mincha l'shem mincha, or if you do it a mincha l'shem zevach. So that makes a difference about which way you're doing it. So what's our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is a case where you're doing it mincha l'shem minchahi. And that's what you're doing, a mincha l'shem mincha. So over there, that's where Rabbi Shimon would have been made it kasher, according to Rava. So our case in the Mishnah is because of Tani, shlo l'shman v'lishman, l'shem minchat nedava, l'shem minchat choteh. So let's bring to you, just, I mean, it could have brought you the same proof for Rabbah, just going through the Mishnah in order. Could have brought you the same thing it said by Rabbah, it just brought the next line in the Mishnah. But it's basically saying that our Mishnah is talking about a case of mincha to mincha. By mincha to mincha, Rabbi Shimon, that's the case where he says, Maseh amochin aleha. Not mincha to shem zevach. Gemara says it must be alel Rabbah v'rova mechavarta. It's clear according to Rabbah and Rova, matnitan to loku Rabbi Shimon. That our Mishnah is not Rabbi Shimon. Now where do the Amoraim come in here? Which is Rami, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon. Let's see a stira in Rabbi Shimon himself. And that's the Gemara. This is where this whole thing, the origins of this are. Titania. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kodshei Kodashim Hi, Kechatat Vecha Asham. When it talks about the Mincha, it calls the Mincha Kodshei Kodashim Hi, but then it compares it also to a Chatat and Asham. So why does it compare the Mincha to a Chatat Ve'asham? So here Rabbi Shimon has a drasha over here, that it says, Kodashim Hi, Kechatat Ve'asham. Yesh Mehem Kechatat Ve'yesh Mehem Ke'asham. Some Minachot look like an Asham, and some look like a Chatat. Minchat Choteh Harei Kechatat. Obviously, the minchat chotei is like a chatat. The fikach kamsah shelo lishma psula. If you do the kmitza shelo lishma, it's pasul kechatat, just like a chatat would be. Minchat nedava hari kasham. Minchat nedava has the same din as an asham. What does that mean? The fikach kamsah shelo lishma kshera kasham. That it'll have the din like an asham. If you do it shelo lishma, it's kasher shelo alu labalim. So here you have Rabbi Shimon make a statement. Uma asham kasher veinu meretze. Ach minchat nedava kshera veinu meretze. Just like an asham is kasher, but it's not meretze. It doesn't discharge the obligation of the balim. So to over here, the minchat nedava will be fine. It'll be a kasher mincha, but it will not discharge the obligation of the balim. This is a stira in Rabbi Shimon. Stira in Rabbi Shimon, because it's saying the exact opposite of what Rabbi Shimon said before. So now, if you have this, you have a stira in Rabbi Shimon, where one Rabbi Shimon just said explicit mishnah, maseh mochin aleha. By mincha, there is no such thing as shelo lishma. Then you have a braita here, which makes basically the limud of Rabbi Shimon, says exactly what our mishnah says exactly what you would have expected, that lo lishma is good, kshira by nidavot, no lulubalim, by chotet, but poselet, exactly what you would expect to find, exactly what's found in our mishnah. So how do you reconcile between these two statements of Rabbi Shimon? This is where the Amoraim come in over here. So they said, where it says, Amar Rabba, lo kasha, kan b'shinoi kodesh, kan b'shinoi balim. That's what we said before. Rabba says, it's there between shinoi kodesh and shinoi balim. When you have shinoi kodesh, then maseh mochin aleha, and therefore it's kasher. Shinoi balim, there is no such thing as maseh mochin aleha, and that drush of kechatat kasham is done about shinoi balim, whereas the brayta that we saw before, that says, maseh mochin aleha, that was talking about shinoi kodesh. That's the solution of Rabba. The fact that the Torah is posel machshava by these gemarot is a hekesh. The same place that we learn out Shinui Kodesh, we learn out Shinui Balim. I guess there are two ways to formulate this. If you remember in Zvachim, the fact that we learn out Shinui Balim is because we learn out from Shinui Kodesh. The Torah says Shinui Kodesh twice. When it says, Inu Inyan the Shinui Kodesh, Nail the Inyan Shinui Balim. Shinui Balim are learned out of Shinui Kodesh. That's number one. And number two is that it's all learned out of the Hekesh of Zot HaTorah. So if you have the Hekesh of Zot HaTorah, there we learn out to apply Shinui Balim and Shinui Kodesh to all the Karbanot. But Abai's point is basically, is how could you separate? How can you differentiate between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balim? They stem from the same makor. They're basically the same soul. How could you say that some things are this way, some things are that way? You can't divide up machshava. You can't divide it up in that way. Amrlei, Rabba says back to Abaye, maseh mochin. The Kamar Rabbi Shimon svarahi. Rabbi Shimon says maseh mochin aleha. Use logic. The Torah is logical. You have to take what he says and apply it properly. The Rabbi Shimon dorish time of the kraw. Rabbi Shimon in general is dorish time of the kraw. He gives the reason. He looks at the Torah. The Torah gives you a reason for a mitzvah. It gives you the reason for it, a reason for doing something, and you look at it, and you say, it applies here, it doesn't apply there. So therefore, machshava delo min kara pasal rachmana. If you have a machshava that you can't determine what it is, then it's pasul. That's called shinui balim. Machshava de min kara lo pasal rachmana. If you have a machshava which can be determined, that you can see what the difference is, then that's not pasul. Meaning that Rabbi Shimon agrees, machshava is pasul. Machshava is posel, shinui kodesh, shinui balim, everything is pasul. But what's the reason that a machshava is posel? Because we can't tell what you're doing. But if you have cases where we can tell what you're doing, then you won't be pasul. And that's exactly what Rabbi Shimon says. You're right, all machshavot are pasul. Let's start with that basis. But now, why is the machshava pasul? Because we don't know what you're doing, and therefore your shinui is a good shinui. But in a case where we do know that what you're doing, and we know that your shinui is not a good shinui, what are we going to say? Kasher. So Rabbi says it's all about applying the logic over here. Well, you can't prove, because he says it's for Reuven, you can't prove it was for Shimon. How do we know it was for Shimon? There's nothing in the Mincha that says has Shimon's name written on it. So, Amri'ato. So, we're going to finish up with Rabba. We're never going to get to Rav and Ravashi today. That'll be Shabbos' daf. So, that's why I held you off about Ravashi, about why it's Shita, why it works like that. It's tomorrow's daf. Ravashi says, wait a minute. Olata of. Shomal kalamalo. Person does an olata of, does malika on the top of the Mizbeach. Mishom chatat. But he did it the shame chatat. Hadat of. Tirtse. Masem ochinalea. Why? Why is Masem ochinalea? Where's the olata of rat? On the above the chutas sikra, on the upper half of the Mizbeach. Where's the chatat of rat? Lower half of the Mizbeach. Here he's doing a olata of on the top of the Mizbeach, and he says it's a chatat of. It isn't a chatat of because he's up on the upper half of the Mizbeach. Exactly. He would have done it down below. Mar says, this is something we learned. You can't do shechita of chatat of up above. You can do malika anywhere you want. You can do Melikah anywhere you want on the Mizbeach. That's true of a Chatatov, not of a Lotov. But the true of a Chatatov, you can do the Melikah anywhere you want on the Mizbeach. So even if you do Melikah to Chatatov up top, it would be a kasher for Chatatov. You can't prove anything from that. So Mar says, okay, the other way around. Olat Olf Shemitzad Damala Mala. Here even Olat Olf, and he's doing Mitzuy Adam. Mitzuy Adam is where he squeezes the bird and presses it against the wall. L'shem Chatatov. He's doing L'shem Chatatov. Tirtze, Maser Mochin Olea. The Olat Olfi. It proved that it's an Olat Olf. Why he's doing Mitzuy Adam on the upper half of the Mizbeach. That's an Olat Olf. Di Chatatovi. He would have done it below, and he would have been doing Hazaa. Remember that by the Ofot, the Ola gets Mitzuy Adam, the Chatat gets Hazat Adam, and then Mitzuy Adam. So two things are proving you that it's not a Chatat up here. He's doing Mitzuy, number one, and he's doing the upper half of the Mizbeach. Where it says, Imre Dilmo Mitzuy de Batar Hazahuda. No, he already did the Hazaa of the Chatat down below, and this Mitzuy is coming above. It's the Mitzuy that comes after the Hazaa of the Chatat. So again, you don't have any proof. Damar Mar. Mitzuy dam can be done anywhere on the mizbeach. There's no requirement that the mitzuy dam also be done the mato for the chatat. So again, maaser ein mochin aleh. Gemara says, all right, chatatov. I got it for you now. Chatatov shehizat dam al mato l'shem olatov. He does hazat dam down below l'shem olatov. So tirtze the maaser mochin aleh, because there is a proof why the chatatovi. It has to be chatatov di olatov. He number one l'mala havavit, but he had to do it above. And number two is mitzuy aveile that he has to do. Mitzvah, not Hazah. Hazah doesn't apply to the Olat Ov. The Gemara says, Hachanami. Right, okay, now you did it. You got me. You finally got me. Ella, the fish ain't a menachot domot l'zvachim kamar. L'zvachim v'lo afot. The only thing Rabbi Shimon said in that braita was, zvachim neged menachot. Karbanot of behemot neged menachot. Menachot maaseh mochin ala. By karbanot of behemah, ain't maaseh mochin ala. Except ofot, he didn't mention. He didn't speak about ofot. Ofot and ochanami, you do have a case of maaseh mochin ala. Tosfot and both the Shita Gemetzet point out over here other instances like that, where you have these maaseh mochin. Yeah, in ofot, we have maaseh mochin ala. So there are other things by the ofot that are also maaseh mochin ala. First of all, we learned this, we spent a lot of time with it in zvachim, that the olata of, you are mavdil, you go through two simanim. By the chatatov, you only go through one siman. So the Shita Mekubetzes says that's a davar that people don't samleif. People don't pay attention. That's a fine detail that people don't notice. Therefore, we would not classify that as being a maseha mochin aleha. On the other hand, Tosafot says that ein ochanami, such a thing would be a difference. That just that the Gemara just found one difference to prove to you that ofot are different. And this is, that's another example. There are more examples, and that's true. The Shita Mekubetzes says that they couldn't use that example because melika is not so obvious. And the same thing, the Shita Mekubetzes says, Tema, tikshile, chatat of, shemakal mato. Did melika to chatat of, l'shem olat of. Tirtze, there it should be meratze, because by the olat, by the chatat of, you're allowed to do melika anywhere on the mizbeach. But the olat of, you must do it on the top of the mizbeach, not below. So if you're standing below and doing melika, it's obviously chatat of. And so when you say olat of, it shouldn't make a difference. So the Shita Mekubetzes leaves that as a tzarechiyun. But again, I think what Tosfos is pointing out is that the Gemara gave one example of many. And therefore, when we come to the conclusion that ofot do have maaseh mochin aleha, there are going to be other occasions where you have maaseh mochin aleha. Okay, we'll stop over here.